Hello, Pantheon podcast listeners. Christian Swain here to tell you more about my experience with Raycon earbuds. Our family now has three pairs of Raycon earbuds around the house, and my wife just grabbed a pair of the Headphone Pros to replace some headphones from a company that was double the price. And yes, she loves them. Now, if you haven't pulled the trigger on a pair of Raycons, or even if you have, but you're in the market for another pair because they're just that good, well, now is the time to check them out, because they just launched their upgraded model of the best-selling everyday earbuds. With Raycon's upgraded everyday earbuds, now you also get active noise cancellation, ergonomic design, and multi-point connectivity that lets you pair with two devices at once, new quick charge function, three customizable sound styles plus awareness mode, available in a variety of vibrant new colors to complement any and all skin tones. I even have a pair of earbuds in a cool green color. I have tried just about every earbud known to humankind, and these Raycons are fantastic. Seriously, if you've been wanting to check out Raycons, there truly is no better time. You're going to ask yourself why you didn't check them out sooner, and Raycon offers a 30-day happiness guarantee. So what are you waiting for? Go to buyraycon.com/pantheon today to get 20% off your Raycon order, plus free shipping. That's right. You'll get 20% off and free shipping at buyraycon.com/pantheon. buyraycon.com/pantheon.
What's hot in the strip clubs? Your hosts, the 2016 and 2017 recipients of the Exotic Dancer Publications DJ of the Year Award, Danny Myers and Alon Fong.
Bam, that's us. Welcome to Classic Rock Remixes. This is a What's Hot in the Strip Clubs podcast on the Pantheon Podcast Network. Today, we are doing our ninth episode of Classic Rock Remixes. That's right. We've got so many of them. They're all at our website, whatshotitsc.com. If you want to check out the eight previous ones, we always pick by decade. And today we are going for the year, the decade of the 2000s. So I'm Danny Myers. Say hi to Alon Fong. Alon, say hi to everybody.
What's up, everybody? That's right. We're going 2000 to, I creeped into 2011. I went over a little bit. I apologize, Danny. But you know, Danny, it's interesting. So this decade is interesting because this is the beginning of the decline of rock in the mainstream, right? So I found it a little difficult to find good remixes, and I have a theory about that.
Okay. Well, tell me your theory. Yeah.
Okay. All right. So my theory is this. So in this decade, a lot of the rock bands, it wasn't really celebratory music, and it was starting to creep away from the mainstream, right? So usually for rock remixes to work in a club setting, it has to be a sing-along type of track, which really lend itself to the 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s. Not to mention those songs had decades of being ingrained from your parents, your older siblings, from licensing and commercials and movies and all that stuff. Whereas these songs, not so much. So I found it a little more difficult in some ways to find a wide swath of bands to use.
Okay. And then somewhere in the show, I won't do it now because I want to get into the music, but I want to talk about are the 2000s really considered classic rock? And I have a theory on that as well, but I want to play some music before we get too much into this. I'm going to start off. I'm going to take you to the year 2003. The band The Darkness, I Believe in a Thing Called Love. This is the Victor Menengo remix, I think is how it's pronounced. And I'm also going to let you know a little secret. If you want to find out where to find that remix, directmusicservice.com. Yeah, I'll give up one of my secrets. Directmusicservice.com.
Got it. That's interesting. So you use I mean, we all use subscription services as DJs, but I also found a lot of mine going down the SoundCloud rabbit hole over the years. So a lot of mine are like bootlegs I found just diving deep in SoundCloud. Let's go. I'm up, right?
Yes.
Okay. This is a commercial release. This is not a dive deep. This was just a great remix done by Deadmau5. This is Rope from the Foo Fighters, the Deadmau5 remix from 2011. Rest in peace, Taylor Hawkins. I miss you.
This indecision got me climbing up a wall. Been cheating gravity and waiting on the fall. How could this come over me? Thought I was above it all. I hope strong up in smoke. Swallow your frown.
You see, I know where you got that one.
You do?
Yes, because it's in the file name, if you did not know that.
Oh, where did I get it?
You found that at thissongissick.com.
Oh, yeah, that's great. That back in the day, before I was into the subscription services, DJ Vice turned me on to that blog, and they used to have the downloads, and I got so many great bootlegs off of there. Oh, that was a great site. I still has got some good stuff, but they're more interesting. It's a great blog. Okay. Thissongissick.com. Check it out.
Yeah. Okay. So I'm going to go to one that I found. This one is on Ultimix. If you are looking for this, this is by their remixer DeToto. This is 2003 Evanescence, Bring Me to Life. They did two separate remixes of the same song. This is called Part One. Part Two, they sped up, and I didn't care for that as much. I like how they kept this one true to the original tempo. Bring Me to Life, Evanescence. By the way, if you're listening to this on like a phone or on a laptop or tablet or something, you may not pick up on the fact the bass on that song, the EQ is just incredible. The thump, if you listen to this on great headphones or in a club, they did an incredible job on that remix. Mr. Fong, we are back to you. Classic rock remix.
Yeah, that's a great track. There's a lot of great remixes of that track, and more keep coming out every year. So very cool. This next band has a lot of electronic elements to them. They use it periodically. Muse is the band. This is Uprising, the King Cornelius remix.
Yeah.
We'll be right back.
I gotta tell you something. You know, this particular mix that you brought us is almost 7 minutes, might even be over seven. But we queued it up at about a minute and a half before we brought it in. When I was listening to it, I thought, yeah, it's okay. It's okay. And I never really listened to it into it until we just did the show. And it's like, holy shit.
I'll bring the fire, Danny Myers. Come on, man.
That was the fire. The fire. Yeah. Classic rock remixes. Okay. I'll take you right back to the year 2000. This was 9 Days. The song was called Absolutely. And then it was also called Story of a Girl. This is the Scooter redrum. So this is going to be a lot like the original with just an added drum beat to it. And this one I also found on Direct Music Service.
Beware Y2K.
This is the story of a girl who cried a river and drowned the whole world. And while she looks so sad in photographs, I absolutely love her when she smiles. How many days in a year? She woke up with hope, but she only found tears. And I can be so insincere. Making her promises never for real. As long as she stands there waiting, wearing the holes in the soles of her shoes. How many days disappear? When you look in the mirror, it's a hat of your shoes. Your clothes never wear as well the next day. And your hair never falls in quite the same way. You never seem to run out of things to say. This is the story of a girl who cried a river and drowned the whole world. And why she looks so sad.
Yeah, you're listening to Classic Rock Remixes, a What's Hot in the Strip Clubs podcast on Pantheon Podcast Network. We've got 10 remixes we are bringing you. We're 5 in. We got 5 more to go. Hang tight.
Hey, folks. Stefan Shirazi and Renee Richardson here from the Metallica Report.
And we are proud members of the Pantheon Podcast family, where the best of music and podcasts unite.
We've got something pretty cool for you. We're giving away an exclusive Metallica merch package worth over $250.
That's a whole lot of scary guys, skulls, M72, and other sought-after Metallica swag. And we've made it easy for you to win. Follow and share the Metallica Report, and you're in the game. Go to pantheonpodcast.com/Metallica, enter your email, and hit that button to be entered to win.
And just like that, you're eligible for our monthly exclusive Metallica merch package.
And guess what, rockers? You can enter every month. So just do it. And while we love our global brothers and sisters, the lawyers won't let us ship outside the U.S.
What's hot in the strip clubs? Your hosts, Danny Myers and Alon Fong.
We are back with you with 5 more classic rock remixes. In the intro, we started talking about, you know, and there's going to be a lot of debate over is the year 2000s, that decade, is that really classic rock? And so I did a little bit of research on this. Now, the term classic rock, do you know that started as a format in the 1980s when they first actually used that as a format? And it was radio stations that were searching for a certain voice when they were looking for older music for inspiration. So after they sifted through everything that the past had to offer, they landed on the 1960s. So in 1980, they called the 1960s classic rock. And one of the first classic rock stations was M105 up in Cleveland, Ohio. Uh-huh. So their determination is it needs to be 20 years old for it to be considered classic rock. So we're now in the year 2022. So technically, only the stuff going up to 2002 would be classic rock. However, we here at What's Hot in the Strip Clubs are a very forward-thinking, progressive podcast. So we're thinking ahead of time.
Yeah. So I it's been updated, though, because I've dealt with a lot of the rock radio stations in Columbus, and they've all informed me and other people in the music industry that classic rock now is anything 25 years and back. So back to 97 would be classic rock.
So we're even more forward thinking.
Yeah.
That puts us way ahead of the curve.
Yeah, we're way ahead.
Damn
right. We know what the classics are. We got them already.
What's our other slogan is tomorrow's hits today, man. We got classic rock before it's going to be classic rock. Now, there you go.
There we go.
Let's get back to music.
This is a great one, man. I've been playing it since I found it back in 08. This is Kings of Leon, Sex on Fire, the Richard Sharkey and Peter Saar remix.
Funny thing about this song, I can always remember when it came out. You know, we're in the strip club industry, obviously. That's why the title is What's Hot in the Strip Clubs. Of all of the vocals that are in that song, I can always remember the girl that just would come up and say, I want the Head While I'm Driving song. That's the one that stood out. Head While I'm Driving.
Okay.
I should have dated her.
Did you do her while she was driving?
No, I should have. I didn't.
You should have.
No.
Get a Tesla, it's really easy now.
Yeah. The head car. Okay, I'm going to kind of cheat a little bit because I know we're supposed to be doing the year, the decade of 2000s. This song actually came out in mid-1999, but it was still charting in 2000, and it's a really good remix, so I decided to push the envelope just a little bit. Blink-182, What's My Age Again, Reed Street's remix, and I think this was on Direct Music Service as well, but I'm not positive.
I took her out. It was a Friday night. I walk alone to get the feeling right. We started making out and she took off my pants. But then I turned on the TV. And that's about the time she walked away from me. Nobody likes you when you're 23. And I still more amuse my TV shows. What the hell is ADD? My friends say I should act my age. What's my age again? What's my age again? What's my age again? What's my age again?
Okay, Mr. Fong, we got three songs left. You're taking us to what, 2006 now?
06, baby. The minute that first line drops, everyone starts singing it. No matter what mix, the original remix, you play it, the crowd goes off. It's just one of those songs. What am I talking about? I'll just give you the line. Cut my life in two pieces. This is the KZO remix, Papa Roach, Last Resort.
My life in two pieces. This is my last resort. Suffocation, no breathing. Don't give a fuck if I cut my arm bleeding. This is my last resort. Cut my life into pieces. I've reached my last resort. Suffocation, no breathing. Give a fuck if I cut my arm bleeding. Do you even care if I cut bleeding? Would you be
what do they always say? Great minds think alike. That was on my list as well. And then you sent me your list for the picks today. But I've always wondered, have you ever wondered how the band Papa Roach came up with their name? You think they were like a bunch of stoners eating pizza? And there was a roach crawling across the table and said, that's the mama, that's the baby, that's the papa.
Nah, they were eating some Papa John's and there was a roach left in the ashtray and they smoked it.
Oh, that was the
we
big
think differently, Danny Myers.
The big roach. Yeah, I haven't smoked weed since I was a hippie in the 70s. So,
I don't smoke
yeah.
weed, so all good.
So, yeah. Okay, two songs left. I am guessing where I got this one. This is going to 2005. This is Fall Out Boy, Sugar, We're Going Down. This is from my old library. I remember when this came out. I am thinking that I got this on a promo-only club edition when they used to come out with their remix service. I tried to go back on promo-only because I'm not with them anymore. I tried to go on their website. They don't let you go back and look at these old things anymore. So this might be a hard one for you to find, but I think it was on promo-only. We got one song left, and can I just say that I think these shows are too short. We need to start picking more because they're like over too quick. But we got one song left. Elan Fong, it's your pick.
Yeah, this remixer, you know we love. She's been on many of our shows, many of our podcasts, because we love her remixes. I wish she would go back to doing some occasional remixes. Talking about Heavy Grinder, we've talked about her ad nauseum, so I'll just get to the track. This is from 2009. I thought it was 2000.
Okay, I may have wrote it wrong.
Okay, either one. It doesn't matter. This is A Perfect Circle, Judith, the Heavy Grinder Refix.
And we'll check on that year. Okay, so did you Google it?
Yeah.
What did it say?
I didn't Google it. I went to iTunes and checked the album itself, 2000.
Okay. I Googled it. It said 2009. Maybe that was a real... I just, kind of popped up the opening text.
Yeah, the original album was Mère de Gnomes from 2000. Oh, and by the way, there's another great remix of it that was on the Underworld soundtrack. If you remember the Underworld soundtrack, which is the Renholder remix. Very cool as well.
Cool. Well, now you know, we know you got some new hot remixes to start going down your SoundCloud, your Google, your Direct Music Service, your Altamix, everything else on there. So what do you think of these remixes? We have a new Facebook group, by the way, that is called What's Hot in the Strip Clubs. And this is where Alon and I, we run this, and a lot of our listeners and a lot of our friends are part of this group. And they're all giving us their opinions. I mean, be honest. If there's a song we played that you didn't like, say you didn't like it. I don't care. But give us your opinions. Go on there. Join our group. We'd love to have you part of our community, the What's Hot in the Strip Clubs community.
Yeah, and hey, tell us what remixes we didn't talk about. Maybe there's a remix we don't know about. Let us know. We'll put it on the show.
So that was a good remix. Yeah, that was our ninth episode of Classic Rock Remixes. We've gone through the 50s, the 60s, the 70s, the 80s, the 90s, the 00s, and all that a couple of times through. So next month, are we doing mashups? Is that what you decided?
Yeah, I think we should do mashups. And also, I think we're going to start also doing not just rock remixes, but like hip hop and pop remixes as well. So there's so many great remixes to pick from. So we'll broaden our scope.
Man, we're going to be able to do a lot of mashups. There's so many great mashups.
So many.
Guys, bookmark our show, the website, What's Hot, ITSC, the Facebook group, What's Hot in the Strip Clubs. Alon's Spotify is?
Oh, Elon's off the charts.
And mine is Panda Bamboo Tracks, T-R-A-X. Check it all out.
Thanks for listening to What's Hot in the Strip Clubs with Danny Myers and Alon Fong, presented by Panda and Strip Joints Music. You can find us on all major podcast platforms. Thanks for listening.